Die Mishnayis Mesechta Tainis. Mishnalef, Me'imosai Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim. That means in Shimon Esrei, in the second bracha of Ata Gibor, we say, Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. So the question is, when do we start saying that? Me'imosai Maskirin, when do we start saying Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim in the bracha of Ata Gibor? So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Miyom Tev Harishin Shachag. From the first day of Sukkot, you really have to start saying Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. Rabbi Yeshua holds Miyom Tov Achron Shachog, from the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shemini Atzeres. That's what we do L'maisa, that on Shemini Atzeres we start saying Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. Omala Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Leza, Ho Yovien HaGishomim El Simin Klola B'chag. Since if it rains on Sukkot, it's only a simin klol, it's like a curse. It's no good, and we want to be able to sit in the sukkah. If it rains, we can't sit in the sukkah. So since rain on Sukkot is a simin klol, it's a curse. Loma maskir, like why should we daven? Why should we start saying the first day of Sukkot, Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim? Why should we ask for Geshem? Really, we do not want it to rain during Sukkot. So that's the reason to first start on Shemini Atzeres. Omar lo Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer answers back and says, Afani loyamarti lishol elolahaskir. I also did not mean to say in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu we say the same talamot lebracha. That's really a bakasha there. They were really asking for rain. So I did not say we should start on Sukkot saying the same talamot. I only meant to say we should maskir, say Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim B'yaynos in its time, as if we're like giving a shvach, a praise to Hashem, and just saying that Hashem brings down rain in its right time. So just to praise Hashem, we can start doing it already at the beginning of Sukkot. Omar Loi, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Lezer, if that is the pshat in Cain, if so, li'olam yehi maskir, then we should always mention, the whole year round we should mention Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim, as if to say we're giving a praise to Hashem that He brings down rain at its right time, whenever it's necessary. So even throughout the summer also we should say Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. And we do not. So you see, we only mention at the time when rain is really necessary. If so, since on Sukkot we do not want rain, that's Rabbi Yeshua's svara, we should not ask or even mention Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim on Sukkot, but rather wait till after Sukkot, first on Shemini Atzeres, that's when we first start mentioning it. Your Mishnah Beis. Ein Shoyalin Es HaGishomim, we do not Asherlim ask for rain, Ela Somach L'Gishomim, only right near the season of rain. So in the Gemara there are two pshat in here. One pshat is going back to the first part of the Mishnah, and this goes according to like Rabbi Yeshua, that we first start mentioning Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim on Shemini Atzeres, which is at the end of Sukkot, which is near the time when it's going to start raining. Another pshat is, it's not talking about the mentioning of Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim, but rather Shalom here means the bracha we say of the same Talamot. So that we do not mention, according to both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we do not mention that now on Sukkot, at the end of Sukkot. We first start mentioning the same Talamot later on, near the time of the actual rain. That's called Al Samach L'Gishamim. Now the Gemara Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudah says, Hoiv lefnei ateva b'yom tov achron shachag. Whoever goes to Davin, the Baal Tefillah, that Davin's on the last day of Sukkot, this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that that's the day we start mentioning Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim, that the one that goes to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, Ha'achron maskir, meaning the one that davens Musaf, he already mentions, when the Baal Tefillah starts Musaf, he already mentions Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. But Harisha means the one that davens Shachris, ain't a maskir like we do. By Shachris, we say the same Merit Atol. We do not say Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. But on Musaf, that's when we first start saying, we start saying Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. What about the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach? That's when we stop saying Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. We start saying, according to the Sfad, Merit Atol, according to Ashkenaz, you don't say anything. So on the first day of Pesach, Harishim is the one that daven Shachris Maskir. We still mention Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. Ha'achron, though, the one that davens Musaf, Mespala Fatal, ain't a Maskir. He does not mention anymore the Masha V'ruach Hamorit HaGoshim. Now the Mishnah says, Ad ein musai shirlin es hageshomim. Until how long do we still ask for geshem? Means until how long do we still say b'sein talamoto levrocha in the brocha baruch aleinu? Shav Yudah Rav Yudah holds ad sheyavra pesach until the after pesach. As even during Chol HaMoed, he holds, you still say the same Talamota. Rabbi Meir Oimer at Sheyetze Nisan. Say it till the end of Chodesh Nisan. Till the end of the whole Chodesh, till you say the same Talamota. Shneim the Pasuk says, Vayurid Luchem Geshem, Moiro Malkish, Barishain. So the Pasuk says, Vayurid that the Geshem came down, the rain came down, Moiro Malkish is a strong rain, Barishain the first month, which means Chodesh Nisan. You see, this pasuk, the whole Chodesh Nisan still rains. However, the Maisa, we know that as soon as we stop saying Mashav Ruach Morad Goshim, means on the first day of Pesach, from then on we stop also saying V'sein Talamota Levrocha. So therefore, even on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, we do not mention anymore V'sein Talamota Levrocha, rather we say V'sein Brocha. Mishnah Gimel. V'shloisha B'mar Cheshvon Shoyle Mesagishomim. On the third day of the Chodesh Cheshvan, that's when we start saying the Spalo for Geshem. Meaning that's when we start saying in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, V'sein Talamot L'Bracha. Rabbi Gamliel holds, V'Shivaboy, no, on the seventh day of Ma Cheshvan, that's when you start saying V'sein Talamot L'Bracha. And why? Because Chamish Asayoy Machra Chag, meaning it's 15 days after Sukkot, because people used to go to early regular on Sukkot, so you want to give them time in order to get home before the rainy season starts. So we did not start the daven for Geshem until 15 days after Yom Tov. Ha'pros means that's the boundary of Syria, which is Rochuk, furthest from Yerushalayim. And the Loch is like Rabbi Gamliel, but this is only in Eretz Yisrael. But we know in Chutz Laretz we first start saying, we're saying Talamot Levrocha by the day, the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei, which usually comes out December 4th or December 5th. So again, we hold that after Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, that's when we start to say Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem. That's called we start to be maskirut to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for the actual tefillah of the same Talamot Levrocha, that we do not start right after Sukkot, but rather that we wait, and Eretz Yisrael they first start on the seventh day of Macheshvan, and the Chutzlos, like here in America, we first start on December 4th or December 5th, 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei. Mishnah Dalet. Hegi Yeshiv also of Macheshvan, let's say it came the 17th day already of Macheshvan, Fulay Yod Gesham, he's talking about an Eretz Yisrael, that they already started to say the same Talamot they were davening for Geshem. They started on the 7th day, let's say, and they waited now another 10 days, and it came the 17th day, and still did not start to rain yet. Is his Chilu HaYechidim Misanim, that Yechidim, some people, started to fast already, like to daven to Hashem, it should start raining. And they made Sholosh Tainius, 3 days of fasting. Meaning to say, Sheni Chamishu Sheni, like a Bahab, that's called the Monday, a Thursday, and the following Monday. Now, Oichlin v'shoishin mishach ha-sheicha. At night time, they were able to eat. Razika Tainus was at daytime not to eat from Alas HaShachar until Tzeshek Chavim. Omotorim b'mlocha, but with these Tainus Yochid, they were allowed to do work. Or v'chitza could even wash themselves. Or v'sicha, they could rub themselves, anoint themselves with oil. Or v'nilas asan v'kuya shoes. Or v'tash v'shamita, they all live with their wife. This is called a Tainus Yochid. Mishnei. What's going to be Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev? It came already Rosh Chodesh Kislev the next month, and still Vlo Yod Gishom did not start to rain yet in Eretz Yisrael. So now already Bezdin Gerizvin Sholosh Tainis. Bezdin was made Xerah, they have to hold Tzibur, has to Al HaTzibur. Again, Bezdin Gerizvin Sholosh Tainis Al HaTzibur. Bezdin made Xerah now that the whole Tzibur, everybody, the whole Klai Yisrael, has to fast 3 days of Tainis. Again, that means the Bahab. Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. And now, Oichlin v'shoysen r'sheicha, still, even by this tiny tzibur, still they're allowed to eat at night time, only by daytime that a fast. On Matorim b'mlocha, they're allowed to do work during the daytime of the tainis. Over Chitza, they're allowed to wash themselves, over Sicha, to rub themselves, anoint themselves. Over Nios HaSandl, over Tashma Shamita, they're still allowed to wear shoes, and they're allowed to live with their wives. Mishnah Vov. Ovru Eilu V'Lainenu. It passed by these last three Tainasin, this last Monday, Thursday, and Monday, that Hotziba fasted, and still V'Lainenu, that I mean, Hashemayim did not answer the tefillahs, meaning the Geshem, the rain, did not come down. So now, Bezdin, Gerizgrin, Sholish, Tani, Sacheris, Alatziba. Bezdin now made another Gezerah to fast again, another 3 days, another Monday, Thursday, and Monday. But these tainis now are more chumradik. On these halachas now, oichlin v'shoishim v'bayjain. You can only eat and drink by daytime, meaning to say, you have to even fast at nighttime, like a Tisha B'av or like a Yom Kippur, that you have to stop eating v'bayjain, that at nighttime you have to also fast. Not only the next day, but even that night also you have to fast. And now, v'yasurim b'mloch, you're not allowed to do any work, these set of tainisin. Over chitz, you can't wash yourself. Over sichin, you can't rub yourself. Over nidos asandal, you can't wear shoes. Over tashmish shamita, it's also tashmish shamita. It's like a Tisha B'av. V'noylin es hamachzois, you used to close up the bathhouse. That nobody should wash themselves. What happened now? Ovru elu, even these set of tainis went by. V'loynenu, and still min hashemayim, they did not answer us, the rain did not come down. So bezdin gerzu malayim oid sheva. Bezdin gerz another 7 days of fasting, which would be a Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and then a Monday. 7 tainis in there were guys in now. Shein, Shalash Esrei tainis alatibos. Comes out, it's going to be now they had 13 tainis in already, the Sibur. First 3, then another 3, and then 7, so that's a 13. Hereilu Yisairus al Harishonis. These even have more, these last 7. Have more chumras, more stricter halachas than the first 6. Shebelu, these last 7, masriyin, they even blow the shofar. And v'noyelin es hachanuyos, they used to close the shops, that had closed all their stores, they couldn't do business like. But v'sheni matenim chashecha, uv'chamishi mutarm of nekobra shops. Because even though we're saying these last 7 tainasin, the chumri have to close the shops, but that's only other shops. But chanuyos that used to sell food, people will need the food, so it depends now. On a fast day of Monday, matanim chashayich means they'd open up the store near the evening already, so that you could start to buy food faster the tainis. Over chamishi, the Thursdays used to fast now, mutar was able, you're allowed to keep the store open for food the whole day. Mifnei kfreda Shabbos, the people used to come in and buy food for Shabbos on Thursday. So therefore, you're allowed to open up your store on this last tainasin on a Thursday. But again, only stores that you sell food, not stores that you sell other things, clothing or other things. Mishnah Zayin. Ovru Eilu, these last 7 passed by, so that's 13 times they fasted already. Ovru Eilu v'loinenu, and still min hashemayim did not listen, that the rain did not come down. Is memayitim b'masa b'matan. Everybody used to stop doing so much business now. Some said, the Gemara says it means they didn't build houses of Simcha, didn't have build a house for a Chasana, or didn't plan things so Simcha. The Mamash like Chodesh Av, Mimayitim Amasa B'matin, Bebinyan Uvinatiyah, they didn't build things of Simcha, they didn't plan things for Simcha. Berisin did not make any Erisin, any Kedushin, Uvinisuin did not make Nisuin. And then the Gemara is supposed to make Kedushin first, and then they made Nisuin later. So they did not make either of these now. Uvishilas shalom adom chaverah, did not give anybody shalom aleichem. And the Mishnah explains why not. Because they acted kivnei odim, like people, hanizufin lamokim, like put into nizuf means like they were yelled at, as if they were thrown away from Shemayim. So they acted nizifo, like put benidu min Shemayim, therefore they did not even give shalom aleichem one to another. Now, Hayechidim, private people like Yechidim, Chayzim and Misanim, they still kept on fasting. Again, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Achiyetzu Nisan, until it came to Nisan. Yotzu Nisan, when it passed by already, Nisan, V'yordu Gisham, and then it came down, the rain, Simin Klola, that was a Simin Klola. Like if it rained now, in Nisan, or after Nisan, that was a Simin Klola, it was like a curse. Shneimer, the pasuk says in Shmuel, Haloi Kitzir Chitim Hayoim, By today now is the time to cut down the wheat. This was Nisan time, in Chodesh Nisan. So when you cut down the wheat, it's no good for terrain then. So Zmashman, now it's not a zman, it's not a time for terrain. So it's like this. There's last Tainasin that says, after these Hayichidim Chazen Masanim, these Tainasin were like the beginning, that they did not have to fast at night. They were able to eat at night time. It was just a Tainas B'yayim, that's all, everything else is Mutter. Just at daytime they did not eat. They kept on going until Nisan, and that was it. Then if it rained even afterwards, that was still called the Simin Kololo. Yeah. Perek Sheni, Mishnah, Seder Tainis Ketzet. What was the Seder? How did they act during the special Tainis? Means the last period of the seven Tainisin. That we had first three, then another three. Then the Geyser to fast seven times in a row. This Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, then Monday. So what was special about these last seven? What was the special Seder? Kate said, how was it? Like this, on every time, this Monday, Thursday, Moitzi Nesa Teva, the Rechayva Shalir. They used to take the Teva, which is the Aron HaKodesh, with the Sefer Torah, outside to the wide street, the widest street in the city, like to Shus Rabim, like, let everybody come together. V'noisnin Eifer Makla Gavi Teva. And they put ashes from burnt, or ashes, on top of the Aron HaKodesh, over Rosh HaNosi, and they also put these burnt ashes on top of the head of the Nos of the president, of Rosh Av Bezdin, on top of the head of the Bezdin, the Av Bezdin. V'chol echot v'yechot noisim b'rosh. Everybody also would put these ashes on top of the head. Now, Hazokin Shebehen, the oldest one, the Mor said that was the biggest chokham there. Aymi, he would say, lefneim divri kivushim, like he could give them Musa. He would say to them words that would try and be machza them to do tshuva. Give them words of kivushim, means like to lower their spirits, that they should come back to do tshuva. And Acheinu, he said like this, our brothers, Loinema b'yansha ninve, did not say b'yansha ninve, the pasuk of Vayarher lokim es sakam v'yes tanisam, did not say there that Hashem saw their sacks and their fasting. El rather, the pasuk says, Vayarher lokim es masayim, Hashem saw their actions, ki shavu midarkam aror, they turned back from doing the bad actions. In other words, it's not enough just the fact we fasted, but we also have to do tshuva, our actions should change. Well, the Kabbalah Wayman, the Pasuk in Yerl, it says, V'kiru levavchem v'yav bigdechem, like you should rip your heart and your begodim, meaning to do tshuva. So these were considered the divrei kfushim that the Zokin was telling everybody. He was telling them in front of them. Mishnah Beis. Omdu betfila, then they stood up after the divrei kfushim to daven. Now, Maridim lefnei ha-teva, Zokin v'rogel. They would put down in front of the teva, meaning the shliach tzibah, the one to daven, would be an older person. V'rogel, somebody was very used to davening. V'rogel, used to davening. V'yesh levonim, you should have children, or v'esoi rekom. Means his house was empty, meaning that he does not have panosa, enough food, enough money to support his family. In other words, he has children that he has to support, but he does not have enough money to support them. So such a person would really daven the kavana to Hashem, to really beg from Hashem. Like the Mishnah says, Kedei she'elibo shalom batfil, that his heart should be complete in davening. It should really mean to beg from Hashem with real kavana. V'yoymel lefneim esrei v'yabo brochas. It said in front, Deshmon esrei had 24 brochas. Shmoin esrei shebechol yom, the regular 18 brochas that we daven every day. U'moysef aleim oit shesh, another 6 brochas, they used to add in between the broch of Girl Yisrael and Refa'enu, they used to add in 6 more brochas. And Mishnah Gimel V'Elohein, these are the 6 new brochas they used to add in to the tefillah during these 7 days of Tainus. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel V'Elohein, these are the 6 brochas they added in to the Shimon Esrei. Zichroinus V'Sheforus, that used to say the psukim of Zichroinus that we say in Rosh Hashanah, that Maisayolom, and they would say a bracha after the Zichroinus, and then the Shofarus, they would say Psukim Atu Negleisa Baran Kvadechom, about a Shofar, and then say a bracha. Then the third one was El Hashem Betzorosli Kurosu V'Yaneni, which this is a Mizmor Tilim Kapitel Kuf Chof, that they would say it, and then they would bechaisim, make a bracha at the end of it. Then they would say the Kapitel of Eso Eina Yelhorim, which is Kapitul Kuf Chaf Aleph in Tehillim, and again they would say a bracha at the end of it. Then there was said a Kapitul of Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, that's Mizma Kuf Lamed and Chosim. That was the sixth bracha. And then they would say Tefillah Liyoni Kietaf, this Mizmor have Kuf Beis in Tehillim, and they were Chosim. These are the six brachas they added. Now, Reb Yehuda said, no, the first two brachas were not brachas about zichronos, remembering things that Hashem did to us. Or Shafar was talking about the Shafar. El rather, instead of those two brachas, Reb Yehuda held, used to say the psukim of Rav Kiyah Baretz, so there was a hunger in the earth, Deva Kiyah, or there was a plague in the ground, which these psukim are psukim in Malachim, Perachas, the Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Until then, they would say this and make a bracha, and then they would say the Pasuk of Asher Hoye Dvar Hashem El Yimiyo Al Dibri Habatzaros, because of the punishments, there was also psukim in Yimiyo. They would say this instead of Shafaros, and the Yoimer Chaysmeim at the end, they would make a bracha. After each one of these, they would make a separate bracha. That's how we have these extra six brachas they said during their Shemoneh Esrei. Now, Mishneh Dalid, Al HaRishon Hu Omer, means on the first bracha that they started to be marah, to say a little bit more. Now, this was the bracha before the extra six brachas. Now, this bracha of Reign of Yonyenu, that we end off, Goel Yisrael, so Goel Yisrael, they added a little bit into this. And what did they add? They said, Mishona es Avram Har Maria, the Kosh Brocha that answered Avram Har Maria, Hu Yan Eschem V'Yishma V'Kotza Kaschem, he should also listen to our koil and our screaming to Hashem, Hayom Hazeh today, Brocha to Hashem, we would end off Goel Yisrael. So Kitzah, this Brocha was the first one that they were marach a little bit, even though it wasn't an extra Brocha. Now Al Ashniya, the second Brocha, which is really the first of the extra Brochas that they added onto their Shemoneh Esrei, which we said before, according to Tanna Kamma, that was a Zichronos. They said like this, answered us by the Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, who Yaneschem, he should answer us now, the Yishma Sehir, Kirl Tzakaschem, the voice of our screaming, that's like the Brocha of Zichronos. Then Al Ashlishis, on the third Brocha that they were Moisif, that they added things, which really is the second extra Brocha, which is the bracha of Shepharis, they would say, Hoimer, Mishonis Yeshua Bagilgul, our Kosh Brocha, listen to Yeshua and Gilgul, Hu Yanes Chemishnos, listen to us, the Yishman here, Kirl Tzakaschem, Hayoim is there today, Brocha to Hashem, Shemeya Terua. That's the bracha of Shepharis, that's the second extra bracha. Al Haravis, on the fourth bracha, that we started to add things, which is really the third new bracha, Hoimi would say, which we had before was from the Pasuk in Tehillim of El Hashem B'tzarosili Kirosav Yaneni. So he would end off that kapitel by saying Mishones Shmuel B'mitzvah is Hu Yan Eschem, he should listen to us now, V'yishma B'keo Tzakas, listen to our voice, Hayayim Ezeh Terei Bocha to Hashem Shemeya Tzoko, Hashem listens to our crying. Alachamishas, again the fifth Bracha will myself, the fourth extra one, Huayma, again, even though there's only the pittle of Esayna El Horim, he would add on to this, Mishones Elio Bar Karmel, because Bracha listened to Elio, answer them on Hara Karmel, Huyan Eschem, he should listen to us, answer us, Vishma Makot Sakaskam, Yayma Zer, Bracha to Hashem, Shemeya Tfila. We'd end off that fifth Bracha with Shemeya Tfila. Al Hashishis, the sixth one, which really is the fifth. Is the one where before means the fourth bracha we ended off. Now we're up to the fifth bracha, which is the sixth of the adding things into it. Al Hashishis Huaymi would say, Mishonis Yoin Abimehadoga, Kosh Brocha, yes, and Yoin answered Yoin in the fish. Is who Yan Eschem, Mishnos, listen to us, answer us, the Yishma Bakal Tzakaskim, Mish, listen to our voice, Hayem Azebocha to Hashem, Oina B'Yesur, listens to us, B'Yesur, times of need. Al Hashriyas on the seventh bracha, which is really the sixth extra bracha, Huaymi, we would say, he would end off Mishonis David v'Yeshleim b'nei b'Yeshleim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu listened to David of the Shleim his son in Yeshleim. Hu Yaneschem v'Yishma b'Kol Tzakaschem. Hayom Hazeh today. Baruch Atu Hashem Amarachem Aloretz Hashem has Rachmonis mercy upon the earth Yisrael. And these were extra tefillos. Again, we said Kedem that Hashem should give us rain. Mishnah Hei. Maisa b'imei Rabbi Chalafto v'Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan. And what once happened in the times of Rabbi Chalafto and Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, and it means in their cities they lived, one lived in Sipori, one lived in Sakini, yeah, that Sha'ovar Echod of Ne'ateva, that a Shlech Tzibur once went to Davin, and we're talking about now during the Zion Tanis, in the last time, the last seven fast days, that you're supposed to add these extra six brachas. So once happened, the Shlech Tzibur went down to Davin, Sha'ovar Echod of Ne'ateva, for Gomer Es HaBracha Kula, and he finished the whole bracha, means he finished his bracha of Gal Yisrael. Now, V'le'ono Achav Amen, the Tzibur did not stam answer Amen after the bracha, but rather the Gemara means they answered Baruch Shem Kvori Machus Lolom Voed, which that's the way you're supposed to answer in the Beis Hamikdash. So they were noig here in the same way they were noig in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why the end of the Mishnah says we are not noig this way. We do not say Baruch Shem Kvori Machus Lolom Voed, but rather we just answer Amen. What happened was after they answered Gal Yisrael, then Tiku HaKohanim Toku, that the Shliach Tzibur, or else they say the Shamish of the Beit Knesset would say Tiku HaKohanim Tiku, he would tell the Kohanim to blow the Shofar, and then the Shliach Tzibur would say, like the end of the Pasuk of the first extra Bracha that we had before, he would say the Inyan of Mishonis Avram Avinu Har Maria, that of course Bracha that answered Avram Avinu Har Maria, who Yan Eschem, Misha answer us, Vishma Makos Akaschem, Hayemazir. But he would say, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Ariyu. Then the Aaron, they should blow the Shofar, and they blew the Shofar. And that's where they ended off. And again, they did not answer Amen, but they said Baruch Shem. Then the second extra Bracha, Mishonis Avasenu Ayamsuf, who Yan Eschem, Misha Makos Akaschem, Hayemazir. And the same thing, instead of answering Amen, they said Baruch Shem, and they blew the Shofar each time. Now, Ukeshebod Dover Eitzach Chomim, when the Chom heard about this, where they were noig there, Amru, they said, Lohayinu noigim kain, we were not noig, we did not act this way. Ela Bisharha Mizrach Ubaharabais, only in the Beis Hamikdash itself, on the east gate, that's where they used to be noig, like to answer Baruch Shem Kvori Machus Elolam Vered. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, we never answer Baruch Shem on a bracha, but rather we say Amen, the way our meaning is. Mishnah Vav, Shalosh Taniyas Harishonos, these first three Tainasin, that the Chum were Gozer on the Tzibur, the first three, like a Monday, Thursday and a Monday. So the first three Tainasin was Anshei Mishmor, Misanin, Vloy Mashlimim. The Kahanim from that Mishmor, from that week, is supposed to do the Avoida. They would fast these Tainasin, but they didn't have to finish the Tainas up until the evening, because it would be hard for them to do the Avodah, since they were the Anshei Beis Tav, how to do the Avodah that week, they did not have to fast the whole day. In order, they should be able to have Koyach to do the Avodah, to bring the Kabonis. The Anshei Beis Av, Lo Hoyu Misan and Klal. Meaning the Kohanim that worked, actually, that day, of the Tainis, they did not have to fast at all. The Anshei Mishma means the Kohanim from that week, and the Anshei Beis Av means the Kohanim that worked that day. So the Kohanim that was supposed to bring the Kabonis that day, the day of the Tainis, they did not have to fast at all, because it would be too hard for them to do the Avodah then. Now, Sholosh Shinios, what about the second pair of three Tainisin, the second time it happened, that they made them fast this Monday, Thursday, Monday? And Shemishmor Misanim Mashlimim, the Kohanim that worked that week, yes, they would have to fast the whole day. The Anshei Beis Av, the Kohanim that worked that day, Misana, they would fast a little bit of the day, but for Loim Mashlim, they did not have to finish off the Tainis, in order they could have Koyach to do the Avoid of that day. What's going to be Sheva Achronis, let's say the last 7 days of Tainis? Then Eilu V'Yelu, both the Anshei Mishmor and the Anshei Beis Av, Misana and the Mashlim, they had a Chiv to fast the whole day, then Misana and Mashlim, they had to finish the Tainis. Divu Rabbi Yeshua, these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chacham Marim Nechom say though, Sholosh Tainius Harishonos, like this. Chacham said the first three times they fasted, they shlid the Tainius Tiber upon Monday, Thursday, Monday. Hey, Levi Edel Lohoyim Misanim Klal. No, not the Anshei Mishmar, not the Kohanim of that week and not the Kohanim of that day, they did not have to fast, since they would have to do the Avodah maybe that week. We don't want them to become weak, so they did not have to fast. What's going to be Shalosh Shniyos, the second time of this pair of fasting 3 days? Here, Anshei Mishmar Mis'ana B'loi Mashlimim. The Kohanim of that week, they should fast a little bit, they don't have to finish the fasting. The Anshei Beisam, but the Kohanim that do the Avodah that day, L'hoi Mis'ana Klal, they did not have to fast at all. What about Sheva Achronis, the last 7 days of Tainasin? Anshei Mishmar Mis'ana Mashlimim, the Kohanim of that week, they would have to fast the whole day. But Anshei Beisal, the Kohanim that do the Avodah that day special, Mis'ana, they should fast a little bit. But V'loim Mashrim, they do not have to finish off the whole time. They don't have to wait till evening, but they could eat even before then. The Mishnah Zayin, Anshei Mishmor, the Kohanim of that Mishmor, meaning the Kohanim that would have to help out that week, Mutorin Lishtas Yayin Balelis, they were allowed to drink wine the night time of that week. In other words, it travels like this. Like we said, there's the Anshei Beis Av. Those were the Kohanim that are supposed to do the work that day. Let's say the work was too much for them. They couldn't accomplish it all. Then the Anshei Mishra, means the Kohanim that were set aside for that week, will come and help them. So now at night time, there wasn't that much avodah to be done. It was only burning the leftover of the Kabbonis. So that's for sure the Anshei Beis Av will be able to take care of it. And we're not afraid that maybe they'll have to come on to the help of the Anshei Mishmar. Therefore, the Anshei Mishmar was able to drink wine at night time, even though when they drink wine, they can't do the Avodah, they can't help. But we're not afraid they'll be needed at night time. Avoloi bayomim, but not during the days of that week. Again, the Anshei Mishmar were there that whole week. In case they were needed, they would help along. So they have to be ready by daytime to help along, so they can't drink wine by daytime. But the Anshei Beis Av means the Kohanim that are supposed to do the Avodah that day. In other words, there was a bunch of Kohanim that were set aside for the week. And in that week, there was special Kohanim for each day. So the Kohanim that's called the Anshei Beis Av that was set aside for that day, Loi Bayom V'Loi B'Laila, they're not allowed to drink wine, not by daytime and not at nighttime. Because there was Avodah to be done at nighttime. Not that much, but there is some Avodah, therefore they cannot drink at nighttime. Now, Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim that were there for the whole week, to watch the whole week, or else the Anshei Maimud. Anshei Maimud, those are regular Yisraelim that also came to the Beis Hamikdash, because of the Klal, when they brought the Korban, there's supposed to be a Shliach from the Yisraelim to be there, b'shas they brought the Korban. So really, all the Yisraelim were also set up with 24 Ma'amodos. A Maimud for each week, and it went around twice a year. So when it came that week that the Kohanim was supposed to watch in the Beis Hamikdash, or even the Yisraelim was supposed to be watching in the Beis Hamikdash, so Lachar is that week, Asurim Malasapru Malachabis, they're not allowed to take a haircut that week, or they're not allowed to wash their clothing. And the Svar is the same Svar of Chol HaMoed, that we don't want them to come in when they're dirty and they'll figure when they're there, they'll wash themselves there, or they'll take a haircut there, but rather we want to make sure they take a haircut and wash their clothing before they come. So therefore, we say it's also for them to wash their clothing or take haircut that week. But of a Chamishi on Thursday of that week, Thursday, Mutar, and then we allow them to take a haircut again or wash their clothing again. Mipnei Kvayda Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Mishneches Kol HaKosta B'Megillah Tainus. All the special days that were written down in this special Megillah called Megillah Tainus, which was really, it was written down, these were days that Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael in the times of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And the Chomu Masakin, because of the Nisim that happened on that day, that you're not allowed to fast that day. And some days, you're not allowed to give a hesped either. So now the Mishnah is going to explain what's the difference between the days that you're not allowed to give a hesped or the days that you're not allowed to fast. So the Mishnah says like this. All the days that are said in this Megillah Tainus, if it said the loyla mispeid, means you're not allowed to give a hesped if somebody dies, you can't give it can't be maspid them, can't give a eulogy then. So lefon of osa, the day before it is also osa, and frustrates on the day itself. But liyachrav muta, the day after, let's say Monday, is the special day. So Sunday, the day before, you're not allowed to give a hesped, but Tuesday, the day after, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yosi says no. Lefon of liyachrav osa, the special day is Monday, so both Sunday and Tuesday is also osa to say a hesped. What's going to be with the day that it says in Megillas Tainis, to loyle sa'anobhoin? These are the days you're not allowed to fast in them. So then, lefon obliachav muta, here it's not so chomer. So here we say the day before and the day after you are allowed to fast. It's only that day that you're not allowed to fast. Rabbi Yasi says, no, lefon of osa, you're not allowed to fast even the day before, because you may extend your fasting into the next day. But the achrav muta, after passed by that day, the next day you're allowed to fast. Mishneh Tes, Ein Goizrin Tainis Ala Tzibur Ba'atchilu Bachamishi. Beis Din does not start a Tainis Tzibur on Thursday, but we had before for this Geshamim, if it doesn't rain, that Beis Din made two sets of fasting, 3 days and then 7 days. Whenever they start, you're not supposed to start fasting on Thursday, but rather, like we had before, you're supposed to always start fasting on a Monday. What's the reason? Not make the prices in the marketplace go high. So explain, because if people would start the fast on Thursday, so then people would start buying a lot on Thursday, first of all, for having a big suit the Thursday night after you just got finished fasting, and also to start buying a lot to cover Shabbos. So the storekeepers will think that people think like there's a hunger going on. Everybody's buying so much, so therefore they would raise the prices. So in order that should not happen, not to raise the prices of the market, the Chum did not want us to start fasting on Thursday, but rather start fasting on Monday. So true, they'll buy extra food Monday for Monday night, but not that much. And by the time it comes Thursday, everybody would know already the reason is because it's a tainus. So Mishnah says, though, this is Elisholish tainus or Rishonis. Rather, how do we start fasting the first 3 days? That should start on a Sheni, Monday, the Chamishi, Thursday, the Sheni, then a Monday. But now, Vesholishnias, what about the second time they fast 3 days? Here, rather, the Tanakam holds, you could start on Thursday. Like, since you already fasted Monday, Thursday, and Monday, so people know you're in the middle of fasting now, you could, like, continue the second time on a Thursday. And you could start the Chamishi, Sheni, the Chamishi. Rabbi Yasi says no. Rabbi Yasi Aymer. Kishem Shein Hori Sheinis B'chamishi, just like the first ones, cannot start on a Thursday. Kach Lo Shnias Lo Achreinis, not the second pair and not the last 7 days, they cannot start on a Thursday. But that's the Kana. The Tainis will always have to start on a Monday. Yeah, Mishnah Yud, Ein Goizrin Tainis Al Atzibav Rosh Chodesh. Bezin's not allowed to put a Tainis Tzibur on a Rosh Chodesh. Not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Or else, Bachanukah Vapurim, you're not supposed to start fasting in Tainus Tzibur, even with this Geshomim, not on Chanukah, not on Purim. V'yim Eschidu, let's say the Beis Din started the sets of 3 or 7 before Rosh Chodesh, and it comes out now on a Monday or Thursday or Monday, it comes out of Rosh Chodesh, then the Loch Rezei Masik, you don't have to stop, but you're allowed to continue your cycle, you're allowed to fast, even though it's Rosh Chodesh. Tiber Rabbi Gamliel, these are the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Omer Rabbi Meir says no. Even though Gamliel said that if you started to fast before Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to continue fasting even on Rosh Chodesh. But Mestamer Ramei agrees, Shein Mashlimim, that when it comes out on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim, that even though you have to fast, but you don't have to finish the whole day, it's not covered for Rosh Chodesh or the Chanukah to fast the whole day, so therefore you're allowed to eat before Shkia. And v'chein tishbav, the same thing should be if tishbav shechaliyas beres Shabbos. It was man deu mekadesh techodesh apiyaria, not according to the calendar the way we have now. So it's possible for tishbav to come out on Friday. So then you would have to fast on Friday, but the loch would be then also. You don't have to finish the tainus. You would be allowed to eat before shkia in order not to come into Shabbos when you're hungry. But the loch is not like Rabbi Meir. We pass the matter like Rabbi Gamliel that says v'mischilu ein masik. It means you have to finish the whole tainus. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Say that tainus elu amur, like the order of these fasts that we just spoke about in the first perek, where it doesn't rain on time, so we fast first 3 days, then another 3 days, and 7 days. That's all talking about Reviya Rishayna. By the first rainfall, Revi'i means Lashon, that the water, the rain comes down, it's Revi'i, it fertilizes the ground, makes it grow better. So it's only talking about by the first rainfall, meaning when it comes Chodesh Cheshvan, and the rain does not come down, then we have this Seder, the first we fast 3 days, then another 3 days, then the Chomedik is 7 days. What's going to be avol? Let's say the rain did come down in time and things started to grow, but smochim sheshanu, what started to grow grew bad, as the crop came up and there was something wrong, there was a failure in the crop. So then the loch is masrin alei miyod. Then right away we have the chumra of the last 7 days of Tainis, that we mispalo the 24 brachas and we make the tchias hashofar right away. The same thing, sheposku gishomim ben geshem legeshem aboyim yoim. Let's say true, the first rainfall came down, it came down on Macheshvan on time, but then the second rainfall did not come down. Usually there's a period of 40 days at most in between one rainfall and the next rainfall. Let's say after Cheshvan, it did not rain for 40 days. So then, the same thing, Masri Malay Miyod, right away we have the Chomadika Din of Tainis, that we fast with saying the tefillos of 24 brachas, and we blow the shofar. What's the reason why? Because this is a plague, a makas petzeris of drought. So it's a simin ra, therefore we have to start having the chomer dika tainis, the stronger fast, right away. Mishnah Beis. What's going to be your dulat smochim? The rain came down enough to make things start to grow. Latzmochim for the crops. It did not come down enough rain for enough rainwater for the trees. Or else le'ilon, let's say a large rainfall came down, a hard rainfall came down, that was good for the trees. But for lo latzmochim, this hard rainfall was too strong for the crops that want to grow. So loze v'loze, let's say both happened, that the rainfall came down enough for both, for the regular crops and for the trees, but it did not come down enough rainwater to fill up the burris, the ditches of water that they needed for irrigation, to fill up this irrigation, that's the pits or the caves. So in such a locha, masrin alei miyod, right away they have to have this tainis of saying the 24 brachas and of blowing the shofar right away. So it comes out so far, the only time we have these first, like, easier fast of the first 3 days than the next 3 days, that's only before, like, by Macheshvan, when the rain season did not start yet, and the rain does not come down, so then we only fast 3 easier fasts. But after the rain season, the rain came down and did not do a good job, then we have the Chomadika fast right away. Mishnah Gimel. V'chein, the same thing, Ir Shloyod Olel Gishomim. Let's say you have a city, that on this city no rain came down, even though in the cities around it rain did come down, but in this one city no rain came down, and that's a clear siman, that's a sign from Shemayim, that something's wrong with this city. Kakos, like it says a pasuk in Amos, v'himetarati alir echos, v'alir achas loyamter, it's possible that Hashem will make it rain in one city, and not in the next city. And the pasuk continues, Chelko achas timoter, one part had its rain. So see, it's possible. So in such a case, oisoir misano masras, just that city has to have a tiny tzibur for that city, and they have to blow the shofar. V'chol svivoseh, but all the neighboring cities, misano, they should also fast, the mishtatef and the tsar in the pain of that one city. But v'loi masrias, their tiny is not that strict, they would not have to blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, Masrius, no, they should blow the shofar, but V'loi Misanas, the neighboring cities, do not have to fast. So what he means to say is they should daven these special tefillahs, and they should blow the shofar in order to ma'orer Rachme Hashem, Hashem should have rachmanis on them, but they do not have to fast. The Mishnah Dalet, V'chein Ir, the same thing applies to a city, Shiyesh Bodever, that there's a plague in this city, people are dying, Oyma Polis, or else houses are caving down. Oisir, this city alone, Misana should fast, or Masrash should have the special tefillahs and blowing the shofar. V'chol Sibivoseh, Seho, and all its neighboring cities, Misana is supposed to fast, but V'loi Masrias, they do not have to say the tefillahs or blow the shofar. We have Akiva, Akiva says again, the opposite, Masrias, they should daven and blow the shofar, but V'loi Misana, they do not have to fast. Now, Ezel Dever, what's considered a plague that came into the city, that we say it's like a makim in our shemayim that they have to fast? Yes. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So again, it's in an ear hamoitzia chamish meis ragli. There are 500 men in the city. Now, v'yotzu mimeno shloisha meisim. Three of them died. V'shloisha yomim in 3 days. Zeachazeh means 3 days in a row. Each day, one person died. So reza dever. That's considered the plague min hashemayim, and they have to fast to do tshuva. Pochus mechan, let's say less than 2 people die, or else there's less than 500. Then ain zedever, that's not considered a plague from hashemayim. It's only considered a mikra. They would not have to fast. Mishnah hey, aleilu for these bad things that happens to the city, masriyan, we have to like fast and have the special tefillas and blow the shofar b'chol makom. Not only in that one city, but even all the cities around it. Alashidofoin, that's, let's say, a plague that comes onto the tfuah that's growing like a blast, that makes the tfuah grow up, dry up. In other words, an east wind came that dries up the tfuah. Or else, valhayirokoin, that's another machla, sickness comes to the tfuah, to the grain, that it changes its colors and starts to wither away, starts to dry up. Or else, vialhaarba, Vial HaChazil, or else if grasshoppers come to destroy the pears, or Chazil, some say that's crickets. Vial Chayiro, wild beasts that are coming. Vial Acherav, an army that's coming with a sword. Is Masrin Aleh, all the people around that city, not only in the city that's coming into, but all the neighboring cities also, should also have to make this tainus and daven to Hashem with special tefillis. Why? Because this is a plague that travels. And therefore, it's very possible to come into your city. So therefore, even the neighboring cities also have to have this tainus with the Masriyan. Mishnah Vav. Maisa once happened, Sheyordu Zakeini Mirushalayim Lerayim. So that the Chomim were coming down from Mirushalayim to their own towns. The Gozu, when they went back to their own town, they made a Gzeirah, the Gozu tainus that everybody should fast. Why? Al Sheniru, because they saw Kimloi Pitaner. Shidofen v'yashklon. In the city Ashkelon, they saw there was the plague of a Shidofen, that the tefuah was drying up. How much tefuah, how much wheat was drying up? Enough wheat from that wheat you can make a bread that would cover up the opening of an oven. It's a small amount. So because of that, there were guys of tainus in their makam, like the Mishnah before, because it's considered a makam halechas, you have to be afraid maybe coming to your city also. And the Yoid Gozu, or secondly, they made Xero, tainus. They made another tainus. Why? Al shochle, because they saw shochu zevim shnei tinoikas be'evra yardim, that 2 wolves came in and ate up 2 children in Evra yardim. So they made exer in Eretz Yisrael also. Reb Yosi says a big chiddush. Lo al shochle, not that the story was they saw the wolves eat up the 2 children, but rather elo al sheniru, just that they saw wolves. 2 wolves, that's a chayiru coming into the city. That's like the Mishnah before, the chayiru. Since it's a makam haleches, there were guys that tainus with the masrius all around that neighborhood. Mishnah Zayin, aleilu masriyim b'Shabbos. Because of these tzoris, you're even allowed to be masriyah on Shabbos. That's a machlokes for showing them exactly what does it mean masriyim, even though it usually means to fast. Here the Ran says you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. It just means you're supposed to daven to Hashem these special bakoshes like anenu on Shabbos. Well, and the Rambam says no, it even means you're allowed to fast because of these problems that come to the city. What are these? Al-ir shekifu goyim. If the goyim, an army, came and besieged the city, so we're afraid for our life, we're allowed to masriya daven to Hashem. Oinor, or let's say the river flooded, overflood by floods coming into the city. Or else v'yasvina mitarefes bayam, you're on a ship, and the ship is being wrecked in the middle of the ocean, like there's a storm there. So for these tzoros, you're allowed to be masriya on Shabbos. Again, a machlokes, whether it means just you're allowed to have a special tefillas, or whether according to Rambam, you're even allowed to fast. Rabbi Yosi Mirasi says, no, you're not allowed to have these special tefillas, you're not allowed to daven specially on Shabbos, but rather, Li Ezra, you're only allowed to yell out, scream out for help. You can call people to help you. But v'loy letzok, you're not allowed to press special left tefillah on Shabbos. You can't say inyo bakoshes on Shabbos. Shimon HaTimoni says, afal adever, even for a plague, also, if it comes on Shabbos, you're allowed to be masriya. But v'loy lechom, the chom do not agree. They say, only b'chol, you're allowed to be masriyim, but not on Shabbos for a deva, for a plague. Yemishnah ches, al kol tzorah sheloy tovi al atibur, if any hardship that we want to daven to Hashem that it should not come upon the tzibur, the congregation, is masrin aleh. We have a right to make this inyan of a tainus with the tefillas, with the blowing of the shofar. Chutz, excluding meroyv geshamim. Let's say it rains too much, and the extra rain is like ruining stuff. For that, we cannot daven to Hashem to make a tainus to stop, because that's called too much of a bracha Hashem is giving us. For that, we can't be mispalal al roiv taif. Now, Maisa once happened, Shomrullah Lachuni Hamagal, that the Chum then spoke to Chuni Hamagal, he's like a godl at his times. They told him, his spalal, you should daven for Rosh Hashanah to Gesham, it didn't rain yet that year. So they came to Chuni Hamagal, he was a special, was a big ben bias by Hashem, he should daven to Hashem for rain. His Omalahem, so he told the people to go inside, Vechnisu Taniru Psochim, it was Pesach then, it was Erev Pesach, people were like roasting the Korban Pesach. On the ovens, they were made from kli cheres, and they were doing it outside. So he told them, no, take your ovens inside, because as soon as I start to daven, it's going to start to rain, and I don't want the rain to ruin your ovens. Vishvil shalai yimoku, that your oven should not melt away. Now his spalos and chunya magal thought to daven to Hashem, but v'lo yordu gishom, the rain did not come down. His me also, what did chunya magal do? Og uga, he made a circle in the ground, he took a stick like and make a circle indention in the ground around him. The Yomad Besuch, and he stood inside the circle. The Yomad Lefonim, he sat in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bonecho, your children, min Klal Yisrael, Somu Pneim Alai, they're turning their face towards me, and they're relying on me. Shani, Kiven Bayis Lefonech, I'm like a son, a household, in front of you. Now, so they're asking me, please to daven to you, Hashem. So Chuni is saying that Nishpani, I swear, Veshimcha, God in your great name, Shein Yizos Mikam, I'm not going to budge from here, I'm not going to move from here, from the circle, Achitrachim Abnecha, until you're going to have mercy upon your children and make it rain. So his Chilu Gishominat, from the rain came down a little bit, small amounts of rain were coming down. Oma Chuni said, Loikach Shalti, this is not what I asked for. El Gishmei Boris Tichnemoros, I asked, I'm davening for good rain that would fill up their ditches, their caves. So his chilu lerit bezaf. If so, the rain started to come down in tremendous anger, like real rainstorms. They caught kind of heavy rain. Omar, he said, Chuni loikach shalte. I did not ask for this either. El rather gishmer rots and rain that people are happy with. Baruch nadova that brings blessings and presents to people. So then yordok is kis kanon. It came down the right way, the rain. But it kept on raining and raining and raining. Acheyotzu Yisrael Mishlaim Piklaiso, how to leave Yerushalayim, Larabayis, to go up to the Harabayis, that was the highest place in Yerushalayim, Bivnei Gisham, because otherwise there's too much rain. Bo Vormuloy, so they said, the Klaiso came to Chuni and said now to him, Kishem Shispalau to Aleim, she had the same way you daven for us that the rain should come down, Kach the same way Yispalu Yishadavin, Sheyachulam, the rain should go away. Omulahen, so he said to them, Tzu Uru, go out and see, Im Nimcheis Evan Atoyim, that this stone, this was a high stone called Evan Atoyim, that there the people used to gather to return the Metzias. If you would find something, lost object, you would go there and people would go and try like a lost and find place. So he told them, go and see if that stone melted away. But some of Farshim means he meant to tell them, for this I can't daven, I can only daven that Hashem should bring a bracha, I can't daven that Hashem should take away the bracha. In other words, the same way the stone would not melt away, that's the same way I cannot daven to take away the rain. Others say, no, it was a tonight that when this would melt away, then he would daven. Sholach lo Shimon ben Shotach. So Shimon ben Shotach sent a message to Chuni Yamagul and said to him like this, Il mole Chuni atavnat that you are Chuni, that you're like a ben bias in front of Hashem, because rain yolecha nida, I would have put you into nida, I would have put a band upon you. What could I do about you? Shata mischata, like you're doing something wrong. I'm up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, you're not talking nicely. He yelled, that's not the way to talk to Hashem, like shalti. But you say you're doing something wrong, but still, Hashem is still listening to you, so I can't do anything to you. Kiven, you're like his son, shum mischati, I love it, he does something wrong to his father, but still the father does the rots and the will of the son, because still you're my son. V'yalecha kosovayim, such a son, such a person, Chuni Yamagol, Tishlem HaMelech say in Mishlei, Yismach Avicha, your father should be happy, V'yamecha and your mother, V'sogel Yilaratecha. and they should be happy, the ones that bore you. Mishnah Tes. Hoyu misanin, let's say they were gerizer atinus because it didn't rain yet, but v'yordu lehem gishom kardim anei tachamo. On the day they're supposed to start fasting, it started to rain early that morning, before Neitzachama, before sunrise. So locher is lo yashlimu. They don't have to finish the tainus because the tainus really didn't start. Since it started to rain before the beginning of the day, you don't have to fast. What's going to be liacher haNeitzachama? Let's say it first started to rain after sunrise, so it was already chal upon them to fast. Yashlimu, then they have to fast the tainus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kodim Chatzos, if it rained that day before Chatzos, before midday, Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to finish the Tainus. The Yachar Chatzos, if it first started to rain after midday, after 12 o'clock, then Yashlimu, then they have to finish that Tainus. And Yishalmi is Mashma, because it's told in Rav of the day, if Rav of the day went to Kedusha with Tainus, you should finish the day already. Finish fasting. If it's not Rav of the day yet, you have a right to stop, you don't have to fast. Omelem Rebbe Tarfon said, "Tsu, go out the ichlu and eat, or shishu and drink viasu yamtiv." That this is the day they were supposed to fast. It started to rain that day. He told them, "Go out and eat and make a yamtiv." Viyotsu Kleister went out viyochlu. They ate v'shosu. They drank viyosu yamtiv. They made into a yamtiv that day. They were so happy that Hashem gave them rain. And uvoyu ben abayim came by evening ben abayim v'korah halah gadol. They said the halah gadol. They went to the basic nest and they said, "How the goal is the mizmor of Hoyd L'Shem Kitok L'on Chazdoi, Hoyd L'Elokim K'lon Chazdoi, this Tilm of Kuflam Medvov." Because it says, of course, the cloud is you're not supposed to say Hala God unless you're satisfied. So if at first he made the meat, and then they went to thank Hashem with this Halel HaGodl. Yeah, Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Vishleisha Prokim Bashona, there were three times throughout the year that Kahanim Noisim as Kepeyim. The kanim would duchen and lift up the hands by duchenin. Arba poem by yom. The chiddush was four times a day. In other words, there were four tefillas that day. That means b'shachrus, for musaf the daven musaf that day, uva mincha, uva nila sharm. That had tefillas nila, like we daven on Yom Kippur. Tefillas nila. There were two other times also that they had tefillas nila. So these three times a year, four tefillas a day, they would duchen. Where do we have these three times? B'tainis. Bizman they had these tainus tibur, so they used to daven tefillas nila, and at that tefillas nila also the kanim were duchen over mamodos. Mamodos, that we'll talk about the next mishnah. The anshe maim would used to come the shliach for the Yisraelim to be there by the korban, so they would also daven nila. So during that tefillas nila, they would the kanim were duchen over Yom Kippur, like we have regularly Yom Kippur, we daven tefillas nila four times a day. The kanim were duchen. Now Mishnah Beis explains, Elu hei mamodis, these are the days of the mamodis that there was mesakin another tefillas nila. Why? Lefishinam, because the pasuk says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrov yomato, aleihem es korban ilachmi. And really the pasuk ends off, Tishmru lahakiv li b'moyadoi, meaning to say that really the whole klal yisrael is mitzvah to be there. B'shas b'kain brings the korban atamid every day, the whole klal yisrael should be there to watch it. The pasuk says, Tishmul Hakaliba Moyadoi. So the question is, the mission asks, V'yechiyeich Kabonish Aladim Korb, how could a Korban be brought for us? V'u'einu Eimer Agaba, when he's not standing there. In other words, Korban Tziba, the Tormid, was brought for the whole Klal Yisrael. So how could it be brought for us if we're not there? Therefore, Hiskinu Nevi'im Arishonim, the Nevi'im Arishonim already made a takana with Shmuel and David, they made a takana that Esrim v'yabor mam mishmaris. They made 24 weeks, like each week another mishmar. They mechalik the kanim and levim in the 24 mishmaris. And the same thing also, they set aside klaisul to 24 different mamodais. Al kol mishmar now or mishmar hoyu maimod v'yushlaim shakanim. And every mishmar means every week out of these 24 weeks. He had people there from the Kahanim, Shal Leviyim from the Leviyim, and Vishal Yisraelim from the Yisraelim also. The Kahanim were the ones who did the Avoida, Leviyim were the ones who did the Shira, who used to sing B'shas the Avoida, and the Yisraelim were there every week to stand by the Korban HaTomer. They were like a Shliach for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it used to be like a representative of Klal Yisrael every week, and each week was called a different Mishmar, 24 Mishmar, and had a cycle twice a year. So came the time, this is the week, that this Mishma, these people are supposed to come up to Yerushalayim. So Kahanim or Levim Oilum Yerushalayim. The Kahanim and Levim used to go up to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael Shaboisa Mishmor Mitzchansin Liyareim for Kurim B'maisa Bracious. Meaning to say that this Mishma means Klai Yisrael was divided up into 24. Now, not all of that Mishma went up to Yerushalayim. Some of them stayed home. So from the Yisraelim that stayed home, that's what it means, the Yisrael Shaboisa Mishma Mitzchansin Liyareim, the ones that stayed home did not go up to Yerushalayim, they would gather together in their city, and the Kurim B'maisa Bracious, they would read every day from Maisa Bracious, from Bracious. And this to say the Kesher between the Avodah and the Mikdash and the Kiyum Olam, like we dashin in Moloi Mamodis and Skaimel Shemayim Vorots. Now when it says the Kurim Maisa Bracious, it means they used to fast then also. And when they used to fast, they used to have this Tfilis of Nila. Now Mishnah Gimel, the Yanshei Hamayim with these people from Klai Yisroel that were standing there, Ho Yom San in that week, that Mishmar, that had a fast, Abo Yom B'Shvua, 4 days of that week. That means Miyom Sheni started to fast on Monday, the Yad Yom Chamishi would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Ho Yom San Erev Shabbat, they would not fast on Friday, if they covered a Shabbat, not to go into Shabbat when you're hungry. For Loi B'Yechav B'Shabbat, they would not fast on Sunday, They should not have to go out from a day of Shabbos that was rest and peaceful and enjoyment to go into Sunday into fasting, so because that they may die, so they're not masakin them to fast on Sunday. Now, the Yom Rishon on the first day they would lain Bereshis, and from the Pesukim v'hi Rekia, Bashenya, and the second pasuk they read the Pesukim v'hi Rekia v'yikavu Amayim. Bashlisha, and the third day of the week, they would read the Pesukim Nechumishav V'Yikavu Hamayim. It's like the Ma'ase Breshes we said they read the whole day, the whole week of the Mishmar. And V'Hi Moris, V'Revi, and the fourth day, they read the Pesukim of V'Hi Moris V'Yishvetzu Hamayim. V'Chamisha, and the fifth day, they read the Pesukim of V'Yishvetzu Hamayim V'Soytzei Oretz. Bashisha, and the sixth day, Friday, Toytzei Oretz V'Yichulu Hashemayim. Purosha G'dayla Karinoysa B'Shnayim. The bigger parsha they would have two aliyahs, and the smaller one they would give one aliyah to. In other words, they would give three aliyahs every day, Kain Levi Yisrael, each one has to have at least three psukim. So therefore, the bigger parsha they give to two, and the smaller one to one. Now, by Shachris, they used to lain by Shachris, over Musaf. When they had a tefillas Musaf that day, they would also lain Bishas Musaf, Uva Mincha. Now, when it came to Davin Mincha, Nichnosim used to come to Shul, but for Kurim Apiyim, they did not matriach them to bring a Sefer Torah. Since they were fasting, they let them read it about Peh. How could you say Psukim about Peh? It's Kurim Shema, the same way you could say Shema out about Peh. Who are then able to say these Psukim about Peh? Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, by Mincha, Lohayu Nichnosim did not go into Davin to Tilein at all, because of Kavod Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet, Kol Yoim Shiyesh Bo Halil, any day of during the week of the Maimed, it was a Halil, and let's say they did not daven Musaf, in other words, that's more like Chanukah, so Ein Bo Maimed B'Shachris, they did not have the special thing by Shachris, it's Maimed, to come to say Tchinot Lein from the Torah, because instead they had to say Halil that day. And some learn this Mishnah is talking about in the base of Midrash itself, and the Mishnah before this Mashmi had it even a Musaf and a Nila and all together. That's talking about the people stayed back in the home in Yerushalayim, did not go up to the base of Midrash. Here we're talking about the people answer Mishmar that went up to Yerushalayim. So there they were busy, they said how well they would not make the Mamodas a special tefillah during Shachris. Let's say it was a day of Korban Musaf, let's say it's day of Rosh Chodesh, that you bring a Korban Musaf, Ein B'Nila. Then they would not have the tefillah of Nila, since they had to say the korban, bring this daven musaf and say the bring the korban musaf. Now, ein boy benila means they daven nila the tefila, but they did not say the special mamodis, did not say the extra tefila joy nila. What's going to be korban etzim? It's a day that they brought a korban etzim. Like we'll see the next mishnah, to a special days when Klai Yisrael mishpoches used to come be menad to give for present etzim wood for the marocha to be used on the mizbeach. And that day was like a Yom Tov for them. So the day they brought a Korban Eitzim, Ein the boy by Mincha. They did not make the Ma'amodos during Tfilas Mincha. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Omaloy Benazza said back to Rabbi Kiva, Kachoy Rabbi Yeshua Shaina, this is the way Rabbi Yeshua used to learn. That Korban Musaf, a day that used to be like Rosh Chodesh Korban Musaf, ain't by Bamincha. They did not make them Amodos, the special tefillahs or laning during tefillahs Amincha. Korban Eitzim, the day that these Mishpachas brought the wood for the Mizbeach, ain't by Banila. That Mishma, they would not have to make them Amodos during the tefillah of Nila. And Chozer B'Kiva, Kiva retracted Liyashonik Benazai, was also Makabal, where Benazai learned. In other words, Rabbi Kiva retracted, not that his sheet before was that the day you bring Korban Musav, you don't have my mother's Bamila, the day you bring Korban Eitzim, you don't have my mother's Bamincha, but rather he agrees now to Rabbi Yeshua that the Pshat is that the day you have a Korban Musav, you don't say the Mamoda is during Mincha, and the day you have a Korban Eitzim, this Mishpacha brought Menadev, they would, that day they did not say the Mamoda is during Tfilas Nila. Mishnehei. Zeman atze kahanim v'yom etisha. The time that the kahanim or the am used to bring this korban etzim, used to be menadavim for present, the wood to be used for the mizbeach, there were nine times a year that they would bring it. And the pshat really is that when the Bnei HaGoyla first went up to the, by the Bayis HaSheni, they did not have any wood then for the marocha, for the lishcha. And therefore there were special mishpachas that went specially to menadav to bring wood to the mizbeach. And the Chacham then made a takana that in the future times, even though there'll be plenty of wood in the Mizbeach, still these Mishpachas have right to come to be menadev their wood to the Mizbeach. So there was nine times a year. One time was B'yechad B'Nisan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the Mishmo, that was the Korban Eitzim of this Mishpacha called B'nei Aruch Ben Yehuda. That was his time to bring the Eitzim. The Esrim B'Tammuz, the 20th day of Tammuz, that was the Mishpacha of B'nei David ben Yehuda. Yeah. This is the Mishpacha of David HaMelech. The Chamish Shabbat, the 5th day of Av, B'nei Parosh ben Yehuda, which was Mishavit Yehuda. The Shiva Boy, the 7th day of Av, was B'nei Yoynodov ben Rechav. That was the Mishpacha of Yisroi. The Asarah Boy, the 10th day of Av, B'nei Sno ben Binyamin. That was their Mishpach, Mishpacha from Binyamin. B'chamish Asa Boy, on the 15th day of Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. This Mishpacha from Yehuda, it was their day to bring the Eitzim for the Marocha. V'imoyim, and with them on the 15th day, Kahanim Ulevim, came also Kahanim Ulevim, for Chol Misha Tov B'Shiftoi. Any person made a mistake, did not know which day is the day for Shavu to come, used to come on Chamish Asa Ba'av. And also, Uvnei Goinvei Eli, and also, B'nei Koitzei Kitziyos, also used to come on Chamish Asa Ba'av. Now, Besrim Boy, on the 20th day of Av, was for the Mishpacha of B'nei Pachas, Moyu Ben Yehuda. The Yesrim Bel, on the 20th day of Elul, was from the Mishpacha of B'nei Odin ben Yehuda. The Yechad B'Tavis, on Rosh Chodesh Tavis, Sheboi B'nei Parash Shaniya. That this Mishpacha of B'nei Parash came for the second time. Now, the Yechad B'Tavis, on Rosh Chodesh Tavis, Lehoye by Maimad, there was no Mamadis then, Shoye by Halel, because that was on Chanukah that they said Halel, and the Korb Musaf brought Korb Musaf, the Korban Eitzim. Therefore, they would not say Mamod is not in Shacharis, not join Musaf, and not join Mincha. And the Gemara says only this Rosh Chodesh that was on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves, then you would not say the Mamod is not even on Shacharis. But another Rosh Chodesh, you would say the Mamod is during Shacharis. Mishnah Vov, Chamisha Dvorim Eires Avesenu v'Shivasa B'Tamis. Five bad things happens to our fathers on Shivasa B'Tamis. For Chamisha B'Tishabov, and five bad things happened to our fathers on Tishabov. B'Shiva Basa B'Tamas, on the 17th day of Tamas, Nishtabra Luchas, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. Obotel Atomid, that's when they stopped bringing the Korban Atomid. When the Koyim besieged Yerushalayim, they stopped to bring the Korban Atomid on Shivasa B'Tamas. For Hof Koir, that's when they broke into Yerushalayim. V'Soraf Apostamois, Esatorah. That's when he burnt the Torah. It was a Kabbalah. That's what happened on Shivasa B'Tamas. Shehem mitzelim b'heichel. And they also put a statue in the Heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. These are five bad things that happened at Shiva HaSabbatamas. He's joined the Bayis HaSheini. Now, on Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Alav Yisemish Le'ikon Tzoloritz. That's when Hashem made the Gzeirah that they should not go straight into Eretz Yisrael, but rather will have to stay 40 years in the Midbar. Borishayna V'chorav HaBayis, Borishayna Vashniya. The Beis Hamikdash, the Rishon, and the second one were both burnt down on Tisha B'Av. V'nilkudah Beitar, that's when the Goyim captured the city of Beitar. They killed out a lot of Yidden there. V'nechrash Ha'ir, and the Goyim came and like plowed down Yerushalayim. They burnt it down, they plowed it down to the ground on Tisha B'Av. Now, Mishenich Nasav, once it comes Chodesh Av, Memaya Tim Simcha is supposed to Memaya take away from having Simcha. The Mishnah Zayin says now, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Toychoi, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in, also Melisapri, not allowed to take a haircut that week, or Melachabis, you're not allowed to wash your clothing that week. Over Chamisha, though, on the fifth day of that week, Mutarim, you're allowed to wash or take a haircut, but make for a Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day of Erev Tisha B'Av, even the day before Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to eat two dishes. Like you're not supposed to eat like fish and eggs. Some say this by the Sudas of Mafsekis, you have right before the Tainis. You're not supposed to eat meat. You can't drink wine. So the Mishnah's Mashmas only goes on Erev Tisha B'Av. But we know these halachas even from Rosh Chodesh Av, that we do not drink wine, we do not eat meat, and we do not wash, or we do not take haircut. We're knowing the chumra haircut even from Shiva Sabbatamas. Rabbi Shimon Galil, Oimer, he said, Yeshana. He says, you change from Yeminik. Meaning, if you're used to eating two tafshilim on Erev Tisha B'Av, you should only one. If you used to drink a lot, you should drink less. If that's enough, just make a shino, do a little bit less. Rabbi Yehuda, Mechaya, Bekfiya, Samit, if you'd hold you have to turn over your bed to sleep on the ground during Tisha B'Av. Flohoid Lachom, Lachom did not agree to this. We do not have to turn over our bed, or we're allowed to sleep on the bed on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Ches. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Lehoyu Yom Tovim LeYisrael. There is no big Yom Tov to Klai Yisrael. Kechamisha S'Bav, like the 15th day of Av. Okiyom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur. What was special? Shebehem on these days, Benois Yerushalayim Yoytzais. The girls of Yerushalayim used to go out, Bechlei Lovon, with white dresses, Shu'ol, but they didn't have, they would borrow from one another. Shlo Levayis Hashemi Sheinu, not to embarrass the ones that cannot afford to have a white dress. Kol HaKelim Tun and Tfila. In other words, since they used to borrow the clothing one from another, before they put it on, they would make sure to be tovel in the mikveh to make sure it was not tummy. Or Benois Yushlaim, the girls from Yushlaim, Yotis used to go out, V'choylois Bakromim. And used to dance in the vineyards. What did they say? Bochor, young men, sonoi necho, lift up your eyes. Orei and see moata borer, who you would want to select like for yourself, loch for yourself. Now look for a shidduch now. Al titin necho benoi, don't just put your eyes upon the beauty, but rather tein necho b'mishpacha, look into the mishpacha. Because the pasuk says, sheker hachein v'hevel ayoyfi. But what's the main thing? Isha Yiras Hashem is to sell. We should praise an Isha that has Yiras Hashem. For Yoimer, and they would say, Tanolo Mipri Yodeho, Vihalu Abashor Maseho. For Chaino, the Apostle also says, Oimit Senorena Bnei Sion. Melashom Abato Shitlo Ima, Vyom Chasnos, Vyom Simchas Liboy. Vyom Chasnos, it means Zuman Toiro. Vyom Simchas Liboy, Zeb Binyan Beis Amigdash, Shivonim Heir of Yemenu, Amen. It's rebuilt up, Heir of Yemenu. Now the Gemara explains what was so great about Chamisha Sabav. So one reason is that was the day Shehutru Shvotim lovers their bezer, they mutter to marry one. Other tamim is that was the day Ahuta Sheva Binyamin lover Bekal. Some say that was the day that it stopped the dying of the Mesa Midbar. Some say that was the day they had to stop cutting the wood for the Marochan. The Pshat didn't have to work, they had time to sit and learn Torah. So that was a great simcha. And Yom Kippur, we know that's the day Kosh Baruch was Moichel and Slechas. That's the biggest simcha we could have a yid, that we should have a mechilo slicho, and that was the day that we received the Torah, the Lukas Hashnias was given on Yom Kippur. All right, we'll stop here for Masechta Tainis.
Mishnayis Masech Tishkolim is Perek Shemini, the last Perek. Mishnah says again, Kol HaRoikin HaNemtsoim Yerushalayim. Any spit you find in Yerushalayim on the streets is Tahirin. We say most probably it's Torah. It came from a person that was Torah, not from a Zav, which his spit is Navatuma, which is Tomei. Chutz Mishel Shokelion, except this one place called the Shokelion, that was in Yerushalayim, a special place where a lot of Goyim used to be there, and the Rabbanu were Masak and the Goyim have Tumah Zav, so there the spit you find in the road is Tomei. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Yeshita. Rabbi Yosi Yoimeh B'Shoa Yimois HaShana, the rest of the year, it depends. Shevem, so if you find the spit in the middle of the road, is Tomeiim. For Shevet Stodim, you find it on the sides of the road, then we say the spit is Torah. But with Shasa Regu during Yom Tov, it's just the opposite way. That Shevem Tzatarim, in the middle of the street, in the middle of the road, any spit you find on the floor is Torah. The Shevet Stodim, what you find on the side of the road is Tomeiim. Why? Shevifnei Shein Muatim, because on Regu, most people are Torah, and the Miyat, the minority of people, are Tomeioni. Therefore, the Klal is always the Muatim, the smaller amount, they're always Mistalkal Let Stodim. They always walk on the side of the road. Therefore, on Yom Tov, which the Tumeim Miyotim, they're the smaller, they walk along the side. Therefore, the spit you find on the side of the road during Yom Tov is Tumeim. Vashenkin, the majority of the term walk in the middle, therefore it's Torah. Vashenkin, Shayim, Mois HaShon, it's the opposite way, that most people are Tumeim, and they walk in the middle of the road. Therefore, any spit you find in the middle of the road, that's what's Tumeim. Vashenkin, the spit you find on the side of the road, the Torah, walk on the side, therefore it's Torah. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-kelim ha-nimtsoim b'Yerushalayim. Any kli you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, derech yurid l'beis ha-tfilah. If you find on the special road that's going down to the mikvah, then tumeim. Then we say most probably the Bailam lost it while he was going down to be tabled in the mikvah, and before he was tabled, he lost it, therefore it's still tumeim. Derech aliyah, let's say you find on the special road coming up from the mikvah, then we say tahirim, because most probably the Bailam lost it after they were tabled in the mikvah ready, therefore it's tor. And the Mishnah says, Shaloi v'derech yuridosan aliyosan. It wasn't the same road going down as coming up. Therefore, the road going down, we say the Kelim are still Tomei. Mashenkin, the road going up, we say the Kelim are Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi says, Kulon Torah. No, any place in Yerushalayim you find the Kelim, we say they're always Torah. Chutz min asal, they're only these special Kelim that are Tomei. That's a sal, a special basket, a magrefa, a special type of a rake. The Amoritz, a special kli that they use to gather together the bones, is Ham Yuchodim Lekvoris, because these were Kalim set aside to use to, like, move Kvoris. Like the meaning then was, they used to bury the mace in one place right away, and then later on they would move the bones and bury them someplace else. So they had special Kalim to move the bones of the mace, and these Kalim are always Tameh, because they're Becheskas, they're what they were used to move the mace. Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Sakin shenimtzeis barbosa. If you find the knife that a shoychid used to shech the animals, if you find it on Erev Pesach, is shoychid bo miyod. You're allowed to use it right away to shech the korban Pesach, because most probably all Bailim know they have to use the knife to shech on Erev Pesach, so to bring the korban Pesach, so everybody for sure made sure the knife was tohor before Erev Pesach. Bishleisha, so let's say you find it 2 days before Pesach, then we say no, sheino matvil. You have to put it into the mikveh and tevlet min asafik, because maybe the Bailam didn't take care of it yet, therefore maybe it's still tumah, you have to be tevlet before you shech the korban Pesach with it. For koipitz, what about the bigger knife that they use to chop up the meat itself? Then we say, bein vazer, sheino matvil. Whether you find it on shleishosa or even on Erev Pesach, still it could be it was still tumah, because the Bailam doesn't have to use it until at night time, so maybe the Bailam knows it's still tumah and he would have taken care of it during Erev Pesach. So if you find an Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe the Bailam was not tovlet yet in the mikvah, and you have to be tovlet before you use it. What about Chal Arba Osalias B'Shabbos? What happens when Erev Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos? Then we say Sheikhet Bo Miyad. You're allowed to use the knife and shecht it right away, because for sure the Bailam was tovlet before this. Because since you're not allowed to tovlet a kli on Shabbos, so for sure the Bailam took care of it on before Erev Pesach, therefore for sure it's Tohar. And here, who are the chiddush is a kupitz. You find this kupitz, the bigger knife, on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to be table kelim on Shabbos, midrabonin, for sure the Bailam took care of it Erev Shabbos, like 2 days before Pesach. And therefore, if you find it now on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to use even the kupitz also. You don't have to be table it again. The chamisha, so let's say you find the knife first on the first day Pesach, is also shechet bo miyad. For sure you could use it right away to shechet.